I was thinking of something. It's interesting. I think it's critical actually that on Nitzim we do not mention the Metzias Pach HaShemen. Have you noticed that? Yeah, we don't mention the whole Anonism is based on we thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for winning the war and for the victory, the military victory, removing, getting rid of the enemies. But the ness of finding the Pach HaShemen is only mentioned like on the side, not really, he's not prominently mentioned and emphasized. It's strange. Because surely if that's enough to make the whole mitzvah of lighting the menorah is based on that, that's the current mitzvah that we've got. So surely that's enough of a nace. It's a miracle that should surely be mentioned on Anisim. Why is it not mentioned on Anisim? So I thought of something. Have you got an answer? You know something? Have you got an answer on that? Because I don't know what the Pashup Shat is. People the strength. Give people the strength.
We need that
nice. Oh, very good. That's where I wanted to go. Very good. That's Mama Shua. I was thinking, who do you know this vote in the name of? Okay, good. Because I was thinking of Baruch Shekivanti. I was thinking of the same vote in Rabbi Kagan. It is as follows. That it would have been. There's a deep meaning to it. The finding of the Pach HaShemen was not essential in terms of. It was beautiful, but yes, it was a beautiful miracle, and it's beautiful, it's wonderful, but we managed without. What would have happened without finding the oil? We couldn't have lit the menorah, so there would be no mitzvah at Lokas Ne'er. And you know what? And the proof is that we manage without. Is that nowadays we manage without the Beis HaMikdash? We manage without lighting the menorah. We're coping without. Now. It's a very nice nace that happened, but it's a nace that we could have managed without. It's not indispensable. Is that the word? However, when it comes to Al HaNisim, we thank God for the nisim that happened. It would have been misleading if we'd have mentioned the nace that we don't need. Then we'd have given off the message. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thanks for this nace. But really, we have to realize that. More importantly, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping us, aiding us, and holding us, we wouldn't exist. We wouldn't exist without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nes of the Milchama, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have Rafter as Rivam Dantes Dinam Nekantes Nekmatsim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have done the war for us and on our behalf, we would have been destroyed. We wouldn't exist anymore. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have held us, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't constantly hold us, we would not exist. We would cease to exist. Well, throughout history, it wouldn't exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding us, like our Kanfei Yoinah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding us constantly, and without us, we would cease to exist. And therefore, Bala Nisim, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to point out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without your constant Nisim of help of holding us, we wouldn't exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for making us alive. Thank you for holding us, and therefore. We thank for the milchama, we thank for the war. But if we would mention at that point, then Pach HaShemen, then it would indicate that Kodesh Baruch Hu's nisim are additional, are luxury, are nice, are great, are beautiful, but are not essential. And therefore, it must be that we don't mention the Metzias Pach HaShemen. Is that what you, because I was thinking about it today. Is that pretty much the nusach that is? Yeah, okay, that's something of those. That's what I was saying. Rabbi, do you think that, does that make sense? Do you agree to that? I think it has to be. It reminded me of a conversation of Chavetz Chaim. Pardon?
It's actually, on the contrary, it's actually the fact that Hashem even cares us to the extent that He does things which are beyond things we need to make it perfect for us.
Yeah.
Look the other way.
I see. Yeah, but I think that we would in our mind, would think that we're okay to live out, but for the luxuries, for the additions, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is, it's nice addition, but we say, no, to the core, we need, we were held by Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's interesting that there was a conversation, you know, Chavetz Chaim had a granddaughter, which it was recently, on that, I think 10, 20 years ago, Chavetz Chaim had a granddaughter, and she went, what we call it nowadays, she went off the, that's I think the how we'd call it nowadays, and she had a conversation, and only recently, we're talking about 10, 20 years ago, she was found in a kibbutz, in a kibbutz, completely non-observant. I think she never got married. Granddaughter of Chavetz Chaim. Incredible. Granddaughter of Chavetz Chaim. Imagine that. You know, in the film world, she'd be the star. she'd have made it. But she opted out. And it's fascinating. Somebody found her somewhere. and made the point of visiting her in a kibbutz in I don't know where, somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, and had a conversation with her, and she was completely non-observant. Nebuch, she was completely. But he said, can you remember anything about your holy grand, you know, Halikah Chofetz Chaim, your grandfather? And then she said she remembers a conversation she had with him when she was a young teenage girl. Young teenage girl, she was a teenager, and she was anyway, like pushing to the left. And then she remembers that conversation with Chofetz Chaim with her grandfather. She said that she said she wants to go to university to study. And in those days, it was really, I mean, if you're going to study, it was a very, very strong statement. And she said she wants to study. She doesn't want to go to SEM, she doesn't want to be psych, she wants to study university. And Chofetz Chaim asked her, why? Why do you want to do that? Why would you want to do that? And then she said, because I want to learn, and I want to study how to engineer, how to create. She was obviously very academic, probably quite. I want to study how to engineer, how to create things, how to build things, and to light up, and to bring more wisdom into the world, bring more into the more knowledge into the world. Chofetz Chaim replied, and he said, you know, your knowledge that you are seeking, the knowledge that you are trying to, you know, what's that going to bring? All that knowledge, all that science, all that wisdom that you're going to study in those universities, that will all bring additional knowledge to create war equipment and planes. And more engineering to create tzich and to create destruction in this world. If you want to know the wisdom that creates life and that creates beauty in this world, it's the Torah. The Torah and mitzvah, the Torah is what brings the wisdom that brings life into this world. Why are you seeking that? And she refused to listen. She refused to hear those words of her grandfather. And she went to university. And she did engineering. And she eventually, a lot of that I think they did develop. It wasn't in that. Eventually, she escaped and she ended up in Eretz Yisrael. But I think that, on the way, I understand that whole science, that whole academic department, they were part of development of the army planes. So I think that the no, yeah. So in hindsight, that's the eventually she realized when she was a very old lady in the kibbutz, she realized that yes, actually there was a lot of truth in what her grandfather said. Pardon?
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know. I hope so. I don't know. I know, but that's the. I don't know. I don't think. I don't know. I don't know. I doubt it. Age wise, yeah. Okay, okay, Rabbi said we're up to Simon Shin Chav Ches, we're up to Seif Chav Zayin. Seif Chav Zayin, Rabbi Say. It's a recap of a little bit of what we discussed yesterday, but I want to go into a bit more detail here. Seif Chav Zayin tells us, Mako Shinisapo, hey, Mako wound. Shenisap, which healed. Noisnale retia, you can put the plaster on a wound which healed. Why can you put the plaster on a why could you put the plaster on a wound? Shulchan Aruch says the clear words over here. She'enale kemashamro, because it's protection. Protecting a wound is mutter. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Kemashamro. Mishtibus have gotten pevav. V'loi chashinon shavo lidei shchika samamonim. Why is protection mutter? Because you're not going to end up grinding herbs. Since the whole reason why medicines are also on Shabbos is because we are concerned he's going to end up grinding. Now that's only if you're concerned, you know, you've got a splitting headache, you're feeling really ill, you're going to grind off, you need the medicine. But if you're past that stage, you only want to protect it, you want to protect the wound from not getting, you're not so emotionally involved with it, you're not so intensely. You can wait the Motzei Shabbos. You're not going to end up grinding. So therefore, protection is mutter. Now, I want to ask, what do you think will be the halacha, or is the halacha, with regards to vitamins on Shabbos? And I'm asking it on this seat for a reason. Now, vitamins, I will not go into the discussion as to whether they help or they don't help, whether it's a myth or not a myth, whether it's a money-making thing or not. I'm leaving all that out. We're assuming that vitamins, I refer, you know, the daily vitamins that you say, that I'm assuming that they do help. And I want to ask what the halacha is with regards to vitamins on Shabbos. You're taking them on Tuesday, you're taking them on Thursday, you want to take them on Shabbos too. Oh, so yesh Yeah, what do you want to say? Yeah, there's much about it, yeah. So the argument could be, and that's what some Achronim take, they will bring this Shulchan Aruch as a riot, that it is permitted. Because as opposed to real, no, I wouldn't call them real medicines, that's not right. As opposed to conventional medicines, so that's not the right word, as opposed to...
Medicines.
Oh, yeah, that's right. As opposed to medicine. Medicines, I'll take him by definition. If somebody's ill, and he's taking medicines. Good. Okay, that makes sense. Vitamins. That's not the nusach I'm taking now, but perhaps, okay, that would be another argument. The argument I'm suggesting now, some Achronim suggest, is that vitamins are taken in order to prevent. You're preventing from, if you've got sufficient vitamin C in your body, if you've got sufficient vitamin B in your body, sufficient vitamin C in your body, that helps create a certain strength in your body. And that's preventative. You're only taking it in order to prevent yourself from getting ill. So just like plasters are mutter, medicines are mutter too. It's a very long to share comparison. Plasters are mutter, Shulchan Aruch says, because it's prevention. Vitamins are mutter, because it's prevention too.
Even though it's balanced, vitamins are machal, just some.
Yeah.
You eat them for exactly the same reason you eat anything else.
Yeah. Perhaps. Yeah. Michael Bream, it's a bit of a chiddish. But perhaps. Definitely, perhaps. Definitely perhaps. Yeah. Perhaps. Yeah.
That's his name. But Dine, the new Schneider, brings it. Some people say it's Michael Bream. Certainly in places where it's trendy.
Yeah.
Very much,
absolutely, yeah. One could argue, I think that nowadays it's perhaps a little bit less than it was 10, 20 years. I don't know what you think. I think vitamins are they still as much in fashion as people will take.
You see them advertised in the bottles all the time.
You do see them advertised, yeah. Yeah. So I wonder if there's any other medicines as well that we take as a preventative medicine.
Hay fever,
that's a very good one. Hay fever tablets. Yeah, that's a very good one. I think there's a very strong argument to say that hay fever tablets is more to take based on that. And similarly, there's also some people who suffer from asthma. They need to take inhalers. So there's two types of inhalers. There's the ones that are the preventative. There's the brown ones and the green ones. So I think one of them is a preventative. That will be. One could argue based on this Shulchan Aruch here, it's mutter. Pardon? But asthma itself, okay, good. So, but I'm saying that even if you're not aware of any, you're not acutely needing, you're not acutely on asthma, but you're trying to prevent an attack, that will also be a prevention, and it's mutter therefore, as discussed with Chanukh here. So you might as well just take it before Shabbos. Yeah, perhaps. I don't know if you have to be makbet, because we learned earlier that you don't really have to avoid. But yeah, okay. Sifchov ches shulchan aruch hamefesh shchin b'shabbos. A boil on Shabbos. Now you want to open it up. A boil on Shabbos on your skin. Yeah. So hamefesh shchin b'shabbos kedel lahachiv pi amako kedech shorif imoisim. If you're opening up a little bit. In order to make the whole bit bigger, in order the way the doctors do, shem ischavdim berefuah, that they have a medical intention by doing that, lehachiv piyamako, to widen up the opening of the wound a little bit. Harzichaim shemake bepatish, that's make bepatish. That's the reisa. You're opening it up in order to open up the wound. That's make bepatish. You're opening up the wound for medical reason. So that's. That's actually, you need some expertise in it, you need some skills, and that's makibah patish. You're opening up something. You're opening up something for positive purpose and intention. But if no, you only want to just pop it to get the liquid out. So that's not, you're not really making the opening for positive reason. Actually, it's more like destroying, like more like a negative intention. You want to just get the liquid out. It's a way to get the liquid out. So if you're opening it up, in order to get the liquid out of this, that will be mutter.
What was the other reason?
The opening is, you're not actually physically trying to get the liquid out at this point. It's more for medically, maybe it's going to, Mishlemu's words are, Mishabu says, Lahoyt is Yikot and Peches. Ve'einu Yichoshesh im Tachso v'tisto miyad. You don't really mean, as to whether it's going to close up straight away or not, that's not your concern. You don't really want to get the liquid out at this point. You're opening it up for medical reasons, but you don't really care if it closes up straight away. For Tov Lasa Den Yehud, it's better if you do it through Goy. So that's that. So it's if you're purely trying to get the liquid out, that's Mutter. Here the Mishnah discusses if you've got a splinter. Let's take a splinter. You've got a splinter in your skin. You've got a splinter in your finger. You'll have to take it out. Mutter, why? Mishnah Berurah says infection. Okay, so I'll tell you what Mishnah Berurah says, and we have to discuss your question. So Mishnah Berurah says here, Mutter lito lakoitz b'machat. That's what he's referring to. I would have put a full stop here. Yeah, he does. Mutter lito lakoitz b'machat. You're allowed to take a koitz. A splinter, b'machad, you have to take it out. Ubilvat, sheyizoyeh, you must be careful. Provide you're careful. Shaliyotzidam, that the blood is not, you're not gonna, there won't be blood coming out. Dovid chaburah, because then you're doing chaburah, you're making a wound. Blood will emerge, and that's making chaburah. V'aftu mekalkel, although you're doing a negative mekalkel, mikol mokum, nevertheless, also lekula amad, that's also according to all opinions. Ve'af, and although the Beshchin itiru, this is the Rabbanu Mishum Tzara, although we have found with Beshchin when there is boils that we did allow it, because it's the rabbinical is the only, and we have allowed it Mishum Tzara because there is pain, Telekameh as discussed later. Hocha, here it's different with regards to the splinter, given the Efshalotzi Akotz Beliotzazdam, because since you're able to take it out without any blood coming out, Ein Lava Yisur Bechdi, you shouldn't be doing this Rabbanu for no reason. So he says, if you are able to take out the splinter without blood, then you are allowed to, and you're not allowed to take it out in a way that blood will come out, such as with a needle, for instance, or with something like that, because that will inevitably cause it to bleed. But it did say that if there's, it's different than boils, because boils, we said, it's mutter because of tzar, because there's tremendous pain, and therefore chomi wematir. So the question is, regards to splinters nowadays, I don't know what you think about this. Splinters nowadays, is it also mutter to take out a splinter, and how?
No,
I
don't
have a splinter. Yeah. And was it bleeding? Right, it wasn't bleeding. Okay, so what do you think? The concern is that you're bleeding, if you're going to end up bleeding. So, I think it's true to say the following. What do you think about splinters?
It's easy to come out and just pull it out.
Yeah. Yeah, so I agree with you that if you are able to take it out without blood coming out, it's mutter. If you're unsure as to whether blood is coming out, it's likely that it won't be blood, so you're not sure the blood will be coming out. Then it will mutter as well, because it's not you're not sure. If you're sure that blood will be coming out, if you're sure, it's no way, you know, you're like poking it in with all your, you know that this will be, then it's probably also, unless you've got another heter that is tzar, or you're concerned maybe there will be an infection developing. Then perhaps you could argue that an infection could be dangerous, I suppose. So when you think that it might get deeper and deeper by Motzei Shabbos, it might cause an infection, perhaps there's an argument to be made. But that's only if there's certainly blood coming out. If there's not blood, no blood coming out, or you're unsure as to whether blood is coming out, it's mutter anyway. Sif Chof test. Mishe nikpa yodoy irakloy. His foot or his hand swelled. Soim so b'yayin, you'll have to shrink it with wine. Kidei lahamid adom. We're talking about lahamid adom. You want to, basically, you've got a swelled foot or a very swollen foot or very swollen hand. So you want to soak it. You want to make it shrink a little bit with putting it, obviously, in wine. Where else would you put it, right? In a bottle of wine, right? Tzomso means to literally to shrink it. So I think that the way was, Mishnah Berurah says, Lahamid Adam. He said, so that's the way you're going to put it in there. It's going to, Lahamid Adam, literally means to freeze the blood. It's going to make it stop going. But that's very strong. If you put in vinegar, that is particularly strong. So, what we're saying that if you have this swollen part of your body, so in wine you're not to put it because that's going to just like soothe. That's the word. Perfect. That's the word. But you wouldn't be allowed to put it in vinegar because vinegar has got a medical quality and that will actually shrink the swelling, decrease the swelling, and that's going to be also because that you're actually doing a medicine. So here again, we're differentiating between something you're positively doing a medicine, which is also, or something we're just keeping it. The wine, the vinegar. So you're saying that you're explaining the mishnah, you're explaining Shulchan Aruch that there's also an antiseptic aspect to it, and maybe perhaps that's part of it. Yeah, good. Yeah. And if he's a person that is particularly sensitive person, then if it's particularly sensitive, he doesn't normally tend to use wine for these kind of purposes, and even the wine is going to have some medical treatment, then that's going to be also, it's going to be, then the wine is categorized like the vinegar, and it's going to be also as well. If it's ma'unog, if it's a sensitive person. And Mishnah Berurah explains that in Sifkot and Tzadik Gimel, ma'unog, she'oir besoroi rach, that his skin of his body is very soft. But everything which is a bit strong, there's some strength to it. Kosher if soroi is hard and is harsh on his flesh, on his body. For termis umrape, and is stopping the blood, for is freezing the blood, and his mrape is healing. So it's and it's got a medical aspect to it, and that's why it's going to be also. So again, wine is mutter, vinegar is also, but if it's a sensitive person, then wine is also too. Sif lamet mi shenishmeto perek yodoy oiraglemim koimoy. Okay, dislocated foot, dislocated arm. Lo yeshav shefeno harba betzonin. Do not put it on the cold water and rub it on the cold water. Would it help? Dislocated arm, you put it on the cold water? Dislocated arm? That's what he says. So you're not allowed to do that. Mishinish mito perik yodu yaglum koimoi. Dislocated foot or dislocated arm. Lo yishav shefeno harba betzoni. Do not put it in cold water and rub it on the cold water. Shizir refuah, because that's a refuah. Elo, only. Roichetz kedakoi. You don't have to have a regular kind of, wash it regularly in the normal way. Vim nisap and nisap. And if it goes back into its correct location, then it's good. You're nishnisht. But to put it on in the cold shower and you rub it down till it's going to get back in place, that's going to be awesome because you're doing it a fuhr. So I want to just point out, there's a bit of a chiddush here. Do you see there's a chiddush in this Shulchan Aruch or not? About how far a fuhr goes. You could argue that I'm wrong. You could argue that, and you're perhaps right. But do you see that do you agree that we're seeing something new in this Shulchan Aruch over here? That you're not allowed to put your dislocated arm on the cold water. Is that a chiddush or not a chiddush?
It's a chiddush because it's not a refuah.
Very good. What do you mean it's not a refuah?
It's nothing refuah being the water and the...
Okay, so it is the medical treatment. And that's why it's also. But you are addressing the point I was thinking of.
But it is more difficult for us because we're unusual in terms of a generation that has so much medical knowledge. And we look at these examples...
No, but this is probably something which is not so foreign to us. If you got dislocated, what would a person do nowadays with a dislocated shoulder? What would you do?
I mean,
you wouldn't take a medicine.
They'd probably massage it back into place.
That's pretty much what we're suggesting here. It's pretty much that. Just to happen to use cold water for it. The rubbing that he's referring to, that's pretty much similar to massaging. So under a lot of cold water, it's also massaging, rubbing. It's probably just to make it a bit, maybe to take some of the pain away, or maybe to make it a bit easier to, I don't know. I don't know if the water is critical for its afuah, but it's as opposed to roichetz kedarko, that if you just having kind of a shower kind of thing, and it's just, you're making regular kind of movements, and it's going to go back in place from that, that's mutter. But the point that you are saying is correct, that why is the afuah also on Shabbos? Perhaps you're going to end up crying. Now, what about here? So, everything we learned so far is that why you're not to take a medicine because you end up grinding herbs. Here, the refuah is not about eating herbs. And yet, it's also. The refuah here is massaging, rubbing the dislocated arm back into place. And nevertheless, Chachomim asked it. It's also because it's refuah. Medical treatments, even if they're not connected to herbs at all, is still also. The gzeir is that far. I agree with you, it's quite a chiddush here. That not only when it comes to eating refuah is also, but even doing medical treatments, even if not connected to eating, is still going to be also. That's and that's perhaps the chiddush in Sif Lamed. We learned about the very important yesod tonight, that protection is mutter. We learned also that opening up the boils, if you're just allowing letting the liquid coming out, that's mutter. We learned about the swollen foot and the swollen hand. To put it in wine is mutter, unless you're particularly sensitive. Vinegar is always also. And then we learned about the massaging or the putting on the cold water of the dislocated arm. That's also, if it's a lot of cold water, that's tefuah. But if it's just putting kerochetz kedakoi, that's going to be mutter. Kutchanukah rabbi say.